KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The Trump administration plans to lift environmental protections on roughly half of the National Petroleum Reserve on Alaska's North Slope, reopening the area to possible oil and gas drilling. The Alaska Beacon reports the new move would reverse actions taken during the Biden administration to restrict development in the 23-million-acre reserve. The plans open a public comment period with a final action to come later. The plans were announced as three of the Trump administration's top officials visit Alaska. U.S. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright, and Lee Zeldin, administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, are in Alaska this week for a series of events, including a speaking engagement at Governor Mike Dunleavy's annual Sustainable Energy Conference, which begins today in Anchorage. While large oil companies have expressed little interest to date in drilling within the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, which lies to the east of the Prudhoe Bay oil fields, there has been interest in drilling within the reserve, which lies to the west. Since the first days of the second Trump administration, federal officials have said that they are prioritizing an effort to eliminate obstacles for companies interested in digging or drilling for natural resources in the state. There were no new details about the potential construction of a Trans-Alaska natural gas pipeline. Local advocates have failed to gather enough signatures before the initial deadline for three ballot petitions that seek to lower the cost of living in Juneau, but there's still a chance they could secure a spot on the local ballot this October. The three petitions seek to cap the local property tax rate, remove sales tax on food and utilities, and make in-person voting the default again in the city's local elections. Advocates had until last Friday to meet the city's initial 30-day deadline to gather just over 2,700 signatures for each petition. The city clerk's office is currently reviewing the signatures collected during that time, but once that's done, advocates will be given another 10 days to try to get the remaining signatures. Angela Rodell is a member of the group that is leading the effort for all three petitions. She estimates each petition needs at least a few hundred more signatures to meet the threshold. She says she's confident there is a lot of support in the community for the petitions, but she says signature gathering is difficult work. A separate group of advocates withdrew a ballot petition 2 weeks ago. It sought to put harder limits on cruise ship tourism. That group says it wasn't able to gather the minimum signatures required. The clerk's office has until next Monday to review signatures and issue supplemental books for the additional 10-day period. The final certification or denial of the petitions will be made at the end of this month. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
North Rim Bank, helping power the businesses that power Alaska with customized solutions. More at northrim.com.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
This is Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. A new app mapping wildfire risk in Bristol Bay is filling in major information gaps, just in time for what officials warn could be a dangerous fire season. The map is the first of its kind in rural Alaska and comes in response to an extreme spike in wildfires in Bristol Bay over the past 3 years. KDLG's Margaret Sutherland reports.
The Alaska Venture Fund is a nonprofit that works with regional stakeholders on wildfire preparedness in Bristol Bay. After a severe fire season in 2022, the group hired University of Alaska Anchorage Associate Professor Jennifer Schmidt to create a wildfire risk map as part of a larger effort to build community wildfire protection plans in the region. Schmidt has developed similar wildfire risk maps in Anchorage and the interior, but she says this is the first time the approach has been applied to rural Alaska.
I built an app for the Bristol Bay area where people can visualize what this wildfire directionality looks like, what the exposure looks like. That way people can zoom in on their houses and they can see if they have a problem, don't have a problem, do I need to take action.
Schmidt originally planned to map the communities of Dillingham and Igiagig. While she was at it, she mapped 24 communities in Bristol Bay and created an app for public use. It's the first detailed and community-informed wildfire exposure and hazardous fuels map in Bristol Bay, and it provides a new data set and insight for the region. While there is a national wildfire risk map, Schmidt says it is largely inaccurate for much of Alaska.
The unfortunate thing is it shows that Alaska has low wildfire risk. So communities go for grants and they get shot down because these national products don't accurately reflect local conditions.
She started with mapping vegetation and ranking each type by flammability on a 100-point scale, 1 being least flammable and a low-risk area, 100 being most flammable and a high-risk area. Schmidt says spruce and grass are ranked amongst the highest risk fuels in Bristol Bay. Unlike most regions she's worked in, grass fuels many Bristol Bay fires. So she adjusted her rankings to match that. She says having community-informed input is essential for accuracy.
Part of the process is getting this information into the hands of people so that they can see the products and then in turn tell me, yes, this works, no, this doesn't work, can you add this?
Once the area was mapped with vegetation type and flammability, she overlaid it with infrastructure like private residences, schools, and the hospital. She also collaborated with local stakeholders to identify specific areas that are important, like boatyards and fuel tanks.
So our maps can tell us places where they're most at risk for fire and take the actions to reduce that.
This information is becoming more crucial. In 2022, Bristol Bay saw a 7,500% increase in acres burned, according to a presentation by the Alaska Venture Fund. Scott Runzo is the fire department coordinator for the city of Dillingham. He says that's partly due to changing environmental conditions in the region.
There's always been fires, but now these fires are larger because it's drier, there's more vegetation, there's more fuel loads. When you have a fire, it has a real potential to be a big fire. As I think in the past, historically, there would be smaller fires, but not the large size fires we're seeing recently.
After a low snowfall winter, Runzo says the region is bracing for what could be another risky wildfire season this summer. Reporting from KDLG in Dillingham, I'm Margaret Sutherland.
This is Alaska Public Media.
There's a bright golden haze in the meadow, there's a bright golden haze in the meadow. The cone is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Well, oh, what a beautiful morning. Yes, what a wonderful day. Look out there. You know I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Y'all come on now. Whoa, the cattle are standing like statues. The cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by, but a little brown maverick is winking her eyes. She said, oh, what a beautiful morning. Yeah, well, what a wonderful day. I want y'all to
beautiful feeling. I got everything. Everything's going my way. Everything's going my way. My way. All right, y'all, do it to me. Of the earth are like music. The breeze is as busy, it don't miss a tree. And a little old weeping willow is laughing at me. She said, oh, what a beautiful morning. All right now. Yes, what a wonderful day. Beautiful feeling. I got everything. I got everything. I got everything. Woo! Everything's going my way. My way. Everything going my way. Such a wonderful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
Yeah, good morning, everybody out here in paradise. I didn't quite make it in yesterday. I got to share this with you. Last year I showed up on the boat. I was about a week early, I guess, before we took off, and I was helping one of the kids on the boat build a deck. All they had to do was place the pieces of wood in place, and with an electric drill, you know, drill them in. Well, it lasted about 20 minutes, and I was exhausted. I'm serious. I'm 75. Well, you all know that. No reason to be fishing, but I kept pushing myself. And anyway, the next day I couldn't walk up the ladder to the top house. The captain's a little over me, so he said, that's okay, Dave. All I got to do is run the skiff. Well, I understand that, but still, that was tough on me. I even went to a masseuse. I've never had a real massage before. And I have to admit, my back was going out, my lower back. It's not that uncommon with me. And she put it back in. Just with the massage. I mean, that was amazing. If I need one this next year, I'll do the same. And I'll slack off of my exercises a little bit so I can make it in here. I mean, I could barely walk. I was really weak. I couldn't put down any food. I thought, that was weird. Well, maybe I've got something. But no, it was just working out too hard. And we'll start out with some Reba McEntire. Turn on the radio. If you haven't turned it on already, turn it on. And after that, we have Somebody Should Leave, and then Can't Even Get the Blues, all by the great Reba McEntire.
You played brought you down. Broke my heart, tore it apart. Look who's got the last laugh now. Don't you come crawling back, begging, please.
your fingers bleed.
just keep hoping we might meet each other again.
Yeah, Waylon's coming up next with Lady in the Harbor. After that, Ain't No God in Mexico. And then Slow Moving Outlaw.
The snow got much too deep for me in Denver. The rain fell way too hard out in L.A. I couldn't stand the sandstorms in West Texas, and that's all it took for me to be on my way. Then a friend told me about the peaches down in Georgia. He said the weather's fine, boy, the living sure fits your style. That's why I'm on this work gang in the hot sun, with a redneck judge getting ready for an unfair trial. But there's a lady on my mind in New York City. All along she's burned a torch for me. She stands proud and tall in New York Harbor, and in time I know she'll see that I go free. The man told me I'd better change my way of living. He said, now we got laws just made for the likes of you. We ain't got time for your kind here in this town. He just wouldn't believe I was only passing through.
Now let me be the first to say there's gotta be some changes. And he may be right, some changes ought to be in me. But the same damn law that put me on this working give you and me the right to disagree. There's a lady on my mind in New York City. All along she's burned a torch for me. She stands proud and tall in New York Harbor. And in time I know she'll see that I go free. I've heard say a new day's coming on, where the women folks are friendly and the law leaves you alone. I'll believe it when I see it, and I haven't seen it yet. Don't mind me, just keep on talking, I'm just looking for my hat. Ain't no God in Mexico, ain't no way to understand how that border crossing feeling makes a fool out of a man. If I'd never felt the sunshine, hell, I would not cuss the rain. If my feet could fit a railroad track, I guess I'd have been a train. Me and Louise Higginbotham used to chase across the yard. Back in 1947, that's when more than times were hard. Well, pity me, I didn't find the line in time and like a fool. In front of God and everybody, I politely blew my cool. Ain't no God in Mexico, ain't no comfort in the king. When you're down in Matamoros getting busted by the man, if I'd never felt the sunshine, hell, I would not curse the rain. If I hadn't been railroaded, well, I guess I'd have been a train.
Being torn down, and the high-flying trains no longer roll. The floors are all sagging with boards that are suffering from not being used anymore. Things are all changing, the world's rearranging, a time that will soon be no more. Where has a slow-moving, once quick-draw outlaw got to go? The whiskey that once settled the dust and tasted so fine now tastes of pain, and the memories it once blotted out come back stronger, more clearly with each drink you take. the women that warmed you, you once thought so pretty, now look haggard and old. Where has the slow moving, once quick draw outlaw, got to go? The land where I traveled, once fashioned with beauty, now stands with scars on her face. The wide open spaces are closing in quickly from the weight of the whole human race. And it's not that I blame them for claiming her bounty, I just wish they'd taken it slow. 'Cause where has the slow moving, once quick draw outlaw, got to go? Where has the slow moving, once quick draw outlaw, got to go?
Yeah, Little Willie's up next with Can I Sleep in Your Arms? And then Willie with his son, Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die, and then Always on My Mind.
Can I sleep in your arms tonight, lady? It's so cold lying here all alone. And I have no hope to hold on you. And I assure you I'll do you no wrong. Don't know why, but the one I love left me lonely and cold and so weak. And I need someone's arms to hold me till I'm strong enough to get back on my feet. Can I sleep in your arms tonight, lady? It's so cold lying here all alone. And I have no hope to hold on you. And I assure you I'll do you no wrong. Thank you. Can I sleep in your arms tonight, lady? It's so cold lying here all alone. And I have no hold to hold on you. And I assure you I'll do you no wrong.
And smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Now you won't see no sad and teary eye when I get my wings and it's my time to fly.
Call my friends and tell them there's a party, come on by. Now just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Been here long enough. So sing and tell more jokes and dance and stuff. Just keep the music playing, that'll be a good goodbye. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Take me out and build a roaring fire. Roll me in the flames for about an hour. Then take me out and twist me up and point me toward the sky. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look on in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. And maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. And maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. When you were always on my mind,
Arkansas Kinfolk's up next, the Dillards with Roll of My Sweet Baby's Arms. After that, Doggy Mountain Breakdown, and then Doug's Tune.
The banjo player of the year, Miss Allison Brown. The male vocalist of the year, Mr. Del McCurry. The Dobro player of the year, Jerry Douglas. Play us a hot lick there. Oh, yeah. The female vocalist of the year, Allison Krauss.
and the fiddle player of the year, Stuart Duncan.
Here's the vocal band of the year, the Nashville Bluegrass Band. And the coolest man up here, the guitar player of the year, Tony Rice. And the instrumental band of the year, the Tony Rice Unit. And the mandolin player of the year, Sam Bush. And the entertainers of the year, Allison Krauss and Union Station. And the CMA instrumentalist of the year and the American Music Shop leader, Mark O'Connor. My name is John Hartford. I didn't wear a darn thing, but I'm going to have a ball tonight, and I'm in fast company. Shack till the mail train's back and rolling the sweet papers on. Friday night while I was lying in jail, walking the streets with another man, wouldn't even go my bail. Watching that money rolling.